always gotta keep my praise unique. Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabaka, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, Shabaka, we yada da, we yada da.
Yo, what's up? It's your grown man, Don Christian.
And your soul fishing DJ Kingdom 7.
All right, man. I love it, man. First of all, I got to say this. I'm so pumped to have Kingdom 7 back in the studio with your boy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Actually, I said grown man, so let me try to keep it grown man today. But you know what I'm saying? I'm excited about what we're doing, man. Kingdom, man, how's everything been going on your end? Everything good?
Everything good. You know, I'm doing a little transitioning right now. But other than that, hey, God is good. Let's keep it pumped.
That's what's up, man. And tell the people about the project that you just kind of completed. You waiting a little bit? You want to leak that on the Yada Da King, or you want to wait?
I give a little snippet of it.
Give them a little taste.
I'm going to do the whole shebang, but we give a little snippet, man. God had placed something on my heart maybe about 6 months ago.
Yeah.
And I kind of explained it to my wife, you know, and everything. And we was wondering how we could do it. And she just said, baby, just be patient, and God going to work it out.
Yeah.
Be as it may, you know, some things in Japan happened, some tragic things happened, and then that's when the light went off. So we getting in the studio, we doing some things, and y'all will hear about it pretty soon.
Now that's what's up, man. So you see what we gonna be doing. We also got the homie Obi-Wan B.A. We gonna ask him about the name, you know what I'm saying, and we gonna ask him about his game. You know what I'm saying?
We gotta
do that. And today's topic, lo and behold, is on patience. You know what I'm saying? And as I was praying this morning, I asked God, man, what do you have for me today? He said, be patient. Unfortunately, I was failing the test today. You know what I'm saying? But we're going to talk about patience. Why is it so hard to be patient in life, man? And just talk about some great things, man. We're going to have Obi-Wan share his take on that. You know what I'm saying? And why God requires patience. Why is it even one of the fruits of the Spirit?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
So that means that it's very important in our walks with God. Hey, you guys know what's up, man. It's your boy, Don Christian. We're going to go to some music. But before we do that, I want to let everybody know that's listening. Be on the lookout for the NBA playoff advertising sale on Yada Da King Radio, man. It's coming soon. $40 is going to get you a lot of things. So $40, remember that. The NBA playoffs got the 40 days and 40 nights. We're going to drop the $40 deal for y'all, man. And that's really what's up. The first song that I was like, man, I need to get this joint. It's from God's Army. The song is called Born to Shout. And it's got that kind of Yada Da King feel to it. You know what I'm saying? So let's get it in.
Sick the Lord of hosts, Elohim, God in three, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Let's get them, I'm ready. Spiritually, I am deadly. Cut demons up like confetti. One swinging this here machete. She ain't walking in power, making these demons quiver. Load up my ammunition, then cock it, squeeze it, deliver. This battlefield, I am on it. Holiness, I condone it. Come in Christ Jesus' name.
Show me my opponent.
I'm back by the Holy Father, so where is my opposition? Proclaiming Jesus the Christ, and the rest is just superstition. Knowing my light of fiction is only here for a phase. I'm saying hell or high water, I'm giving my God a praise.
Holy Spirit, I can barely see. Yeah, my speech is slurred, and though my vision's blurry, outnumbered 10 to 1, and I still got no need to worry. Praise his name in a hurry. Really, it's just that simple. By the mention of Jesus, these demons, they shake and tremble. Got a whole lot of word, and we got kingdom swag. Who is supposed to scare me? The King of Kings is my dad. It's monologue here from GA. We don't play, and we done told y'all. We just gon' praise his name up from Sodom back down to Duval. And yeah, we will remove all these spirits that try to hinder. The devil, he wanna kill us. We music's toughest contender. Satan is a pretender, but God up above is real. That's why we wrote this to praise him and show him just how we feel. And we gon' get the crunkest and barker than all the rest. Cause when it come to our praises, we want them to be the best.
I'ma praise his name, whose name? That man who blood was stained. Picking up my cross, my pain. I'm living just a living again, and that's my aim. Some people may say I'm insane when I get the shout and that praise. Don't look at me strange. What you mean? You didn't know I was down with the king. Y'all should've never let us up in this game. I've been on another level ever since the day I left the devil. You can never let it say I'm on 10. Check a journey through the mind of a suicidal soldier. If you really wanna know where I've been, seeing, seeing, and more seeing. That was my motto. Blow, blow, cash, cash, money like I won the lotto. Oh, I'ma need your auto. Ay, I gotta touch him. Paint a picture in a million folks' head like Picasso. Now that's gon' touch him. My cook is so custom. From the coast of East Asia, I went to Augusta. They looking for other groups like him, but what they are missing, we got it in substance. I'm born to get this shout out. If I don't, these thoughts gon' cry out. But I am an ultimate fighter. I took the summit, me, and I will not tap out. You can even try to pull your strap out. And I'm pulling out Psalm 91. If you really wanna battle, bring it on. We can get the same poppin' nonstop until you speak.
Thinking of You on Yada the King Radio, playing the very best in gospel music.
I was thinking of you, place no one above you. I was thinking of you today. I was thinking how was your day on yesterday, wanting you to come out. Saving, delivering.
Got a book? Are you in need of publishing services?
Has God shared a vision with you that you need to get out to the masses?
Do you need help in pulling it all together?
The staff at Hunter Hart Publishing is ready to serve your book publishing needs.
Log on to HunterHartPublishing.com. today to submit your manuscript for review.
We are excited to share with you in a vision to offer God's heart to a dying world.
Visit HunterHartPublishing.com.
Hunter Heart Publishing, offer God's heart to a dying world.
Yada King NBA playoff advertising.
Check it out, man. We're going to offer three of the following for only $40. Splash page and 30-second commercial, as well as banners for 1 month. Background page, 30-second commercial, and banners for 1 month. Or 30-second commercial and banners for 3 months. Check it out. You want to get at us during the NBA playoffs.
As soon as a champion emerges, this deal is over. So go to yada.king.com and advertise today.
You want the show on the go?
Get the Yada Da King radio app.
The quickest way to have the latest episodes wherever you are.
Available at the App Store and Android Marketplace.
Search Yada Da King Radio and download the app.
Features include quick call-in, easy streaming, and downloading.
And one-touch Facebook and Twitter connection.
Only $1.99. That's right, only $1.99.
Support and get yours, fam.
Don't hesitate and don't wait.
Yo, that was Marjanae, the track Thinking of You.
Yeah.
Today, I had to sit down and do just like she said on the interview. If you didn't hear that interview, you got to have to check that out. Marjanae on Yada.King Radio is coming soon. But, man, look, check this out, man. We're going to get it in right now with the homie
Obi-Wan-B-A.
That's right, man. And tell the people, you know what I'm saying, a little bit about your testimony, man, and how God saved you.
Well, I got like it's almost like a three-part testimony kind of all in one. Because referring back to what we were just talking about, I was a secular artist coming out of a group with my best friend called, we was called the Freaky Twins. And Freaky Twins Entertainment, that's what we call it. Right. That was the name of our group. So we was secular artists basically trying to be some quote-unquote sex symbols, running around town, you know, taking our clothes off, talking about girls, talking about money, talking about sex and everything under the sun. And, you know, but the thing was, we was saved. We knew God. Wow. You know, we was saved from, like, as a young kids or whatever, but we wasn't living a saved lifestyle.
Right.
You know, we wasn't transformed. So we was like, we thought we was good. Like, you know, yeah, we go to church, but at the church, we're going to go over to this girl house, or we're going to go to the strip club, or we're going to do this show and rap about everything you hear on the radio nowadays. But, you know what I'm saying, as time progressed, like, you know, I just woke up one day, because at the same time, we're doing all these things, and I was like, trying to talk to people about God, like, yo, you need to go to church, you need to do this, you need to do that. And one day somebody brought it to my attention, like, man, Obi be talking about that God stuff, but, you know, I see what he doing. I see where he at. I see what he be doing. And it's like God spoke to me, like, yo, you know, you trying to be you trying to affect somebody's life for me, but, you know, you still out there doing, you know, everything else and people seeing that. So how you gonna talk about me? And, you know, I woke up one day and was like, man, God, you right. And my brother sing, and he has a song called Brand New Day. And in the song, I literally woke up one morning and was like, God, it's a brand new day. Everything that's in my past, I'm gonna make a line in front of me. I'm gonna make an invisible line in front of me. Everything that's in my past, I'm gonna step over this line and leave it back there. And I'm gonna be all in you. I'm gonna be all in you. So, like, from that day, it was on. God took me to another level. I mean, it didn't happen overnight, but it was like, okay, you know, the music, the girls, the money, the, you know, everything was like, you know, that's temporary. And I didn't know that at first, but God just, you know, continued to open my eyes and wanted to change. And as I wanted to change, he put in me to, like, okay, since you changed, what you gonna do for everybody else that is where you at, that is where you was at? Can they change too? And what you gonna do about it?
Right. No, that's what's up, man. So let me ask you this, man. What has God been teaching you now with your walk with God? Is there some things he's still revealing to you that you got to change? Because I'm one of the people that's always big on, okay, you've been saved, but your testimony is still being created, man. So what's God doing in your life right now?
Well, God, he's grown me in a lot of ways, because I'm, I guess I would say he growing me, because I need to, he's telling me, like, you need to spend more time with me, because, you know, I can get caught up being quote unquote busy.
Yeah.
You know, you can be busy doing God's work, but not busy working on your relationship with him.
That's good.
And that's one thing he's working with me on, to say, okay, Obi, I need some more time. You know, you got time for this, you got time for work, you got time for playing ball, you got time for rapping, you got time for this, but, you know, where are you going to put me at? And I need to be first.
Can I keep it real?
You know, that's what he's working me on, you know, and building me up.
So he's continuing to train you, man, and that, I think that's very important, being trained up and knowing who God has called you to be, man. And speaking of who God has called you to be, you got this name. You got this name, right?
Yeah, he got this real, it's a genuine name, but it's also one of those names that's, yeah, the Star Trek people should know about, you know, all these tracks, Star Trek. So Star Wars, I'm sorry, Star Wars people should know about. So can you tell us about that name?
Well, okay, my name is, well, my full name is Obaphemy. Like, I got a mixtape called Barack Obaphemy, but Obaphemy is my full name. But ever since, you know, I was born, my parents, everybody called me Obi. So from high school, you know, even from baby, they called me Obi-Wan Kenobi, Obi-Wan Kenobi, Obi-Wan Kenobi. So I was like, man, So when my rap name at first was Obi-Wan,
yeah,
like, just the number one, Obi and the number one. So I was like, all right, God, you know, I ain't rapping like how I used to rap no more, so I gotta do something different. I can't just come out with Obi-Wan again. I'm new, you know. I'm a new creature. So he was like, all right, you know, you and Marcus done started this BA movement. Y'all done started the I ain't trying to give it away. I want to give y'all give it away yet, because I know y'all want to talk about it. But I ain't want to give it away. I mean, y'all starting this BA movement, so why don't you just put the BA at the end of your name? Because you are BA.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, God, all right. You know, so I'll spell everything out. I'll spell the one out. So, you know, because there's only one you. There's only one God. So I'm like, all right, cool, God. I see what you're doing. All right, Obi-Wan BA. Obi-Wan born again.
What's up?
So look, this is what we're going to do, man. We're going to go into your song that you have called This Walk With Me, man. And it is talking about your relationship with God, man, and we want people to kind of check this out here on the radio show, and we are nowhere else but where, Kingdom?
Yada Da King.
That's right, so let's check this out on Yada Da King Radio. Right.
Let's go.
Take this walk with me, I'll show you how it really go. What I think you need to know, while we praise and worship for. Come and take this walk with me, I'll show you how we change my flow. How I got to live it, Joe, while we crying on the floor. Come and take this walk with me, I'll show you how it really go. What I think you need to know, while we praise and worship for. Come and take this walk with me, I'll show you how we change my flow. How I got to live it, Joe, while we crying on the floor. Come and take this walk with me, I'll tell you why they call me. When I was roaming the streets, the people kept on calling. Y'all really don't know where I've been. Living life is full of sin. Satan almost drew me in. He thought he was gonna win. Come and take this walk with me, so you know where it began. Let's go back to the year 2G. It was Freaky One and me. We was yelling S-O-N. We made our first M-O-C-D. After the shows at Booker T, moved out to Atlanta G. I was blind, I couldn't see what I was turning into be. Changed our name to Freaky Twins. Now our name is on the streets. Where them girls are on the grind. Then we made back on the grind. Sex and money on our mind. But it was a waste of time. Jesus had a bigger plan. I'll become a bigger man. Then he came and gave a hand, cause I didn't understand. Now we Obi and Marcus. All that sin I do not miss. If you tired, get some water. We walk in some more for this. Come and take this walk with me. Come on and take this walk with me. Come and take this walk with me. Come on and take this walk with me.
Come and take this walk with me. Come on and take this walk with me. Come and take this walk with me. I'll show you how it really go. What I think you need to know while we praise and worship. Come and take this walk with me. I'll show you how we change my flow. How I got delivered, Joe, while we crying on the floor. Time and time again, I felt that God was trying to change my flow. I was telling myself yes, but I was telling Jesus no. I ain't wanna be holding up high, cause them fellas don't get no props. I was daily doing my thing, no worldly sense, I couldn't stop. I was thinking of the fame, icy watches and a chain. Money, cars, girl, jewels, I was caught up in the game. That life ain't like what it seems, I was dreaming of a dream. I was on the road to die, but God showed me behind the scenes. I was only 17, having sex at 17, on the move at 17, it started at 17, put my car on 17, Romans 7, 17, had to read it 17 times so I can get just what it means. It wasn't me sinning, dog. It was sin up in me, y'all. Had to call up on the law, cause my flesh kept doing wrong. Jesus Christ, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, He made me free. Come and take this walk with me, there's more things that you need to see. Come and take this walk with me, I'll show you how it really go. What I think you need to know, while we praise and worship, oh. Come and take this walk with me, I'll show you how we change my flow. How I got delivered, Joe, while we crying on the floor. Come and take this walk with me, I'll show you how it really go. What I think you need to know, while we praise and worship, oh. Come and take this walk with me, I'll show you how we change my flow. How I got delivered, Joe, while we crying on the floor. If you keep on walking, then I'll show you how it really go. I showed you a little bit, but this is what you need to put on your armor of God, cause the devil's tempting hard. Take a stand against the devil, you won't need nobody, God. Jesus said, stay in the word. Pastor said, stay in the word. Marcus said, stay in the word. You need to stay in the word. I know you still smoke, but stay in the word. I know you still drink, but stay in the word. I know you have sex, but stay in the word. You still in the club, just stay in the word. Doing drugs, tripping the club, toting guns, stay in the word. Gotta change your life and turn it around if you stay in the word. If you smoke, you can let it go. If you drink, you can let it go. Having sex, you can let it go. Still in the club, you can let it go. Doing drugs, flipping the club, toting guns, you can let it go. Jesus Christ got a better life for you if you can let it go. If you take this walk with me, we walking right through heaven's door. But you gotta first be saved so your name the Lord will know. Come and take this walk with me, I'll show you how it really go. What I think you need to know, while we praise and worship, oh. Come and take this walk with me, I'll show you how we change my flow. How I got delivered, Joe, while we crying on the floor. Come and take this walk with me, I'll show you how it really go. What I think you need to know, while we praise and worship, oh. Come and take this walk with me, I'll show you how we change my flow. How I got delivered, Joe, while we crying on the floor. Come and take this walk with me, come on and take this walk with me. Come and take this walk with me, come on and take this walk with me.
What's going on, everybody? It's your boy Chase Sutton, dialed in with Yada the King Radio. Just telling y'all to keep it locked, because they're giving you the gospel on Yada the King Live with Don Christian and Fraud Life.
I have taken full advantage of your grace and mercy. And though I try to abstain from sin, my flesh is hurt.
But I won't do it again.
In spite of my issues, Lord, you come.
Yeah. That song right there is Onitsha featuring, you know what I'm saying, Eric Dawkins. And you know how we had to throw that in here on Yada That King Radio? That's one of my favorite jams, man.
Yeah,
so
it was banging right there.
That's right, man. We got the homie Obi-Wan-B-A. Let's talk about his music, Kingdom. I know you got some questions for him, man.
Yeah, I got a question for him. But first, we're going to get Boss Lee's question because she popped up right there. She wants to know, are you signed to a label or looking to be signed?
Well, I'm independent. I do everything. It's just me and God, what he gave me to use.
Yeah.
But I also keep the option open for somebody, a label, to come and say, hey, oh, we want to sign you. But with them coming, I also look at what they can do for me that I'm not already doing for myself.
Yeah.
Right.
Because, you know, a lot of people or labels can come and be like, hey, I can do this for you. And I'm like, okay, I do that. Okay, I can do this for you. I do that too. So I just, if somebody could take me to the next level, then, you know, that's cool.
So Obi, if you was to classify your music, well, I don't want to put your music in a box because we don't want to even put God in a box. But how would you say your music is? Would you say it's rap, or would you say it's inspirational soul? What would you say to somebody that really don't know your music and they want to get a feel for you? What would you say to them that my music is like what?
I would say, technically, I'm going to say two things. I call it the BA sound, the born again sound.
Okay.
That's, you know, because we got the BA movement, the born again, the BA at the end of my name. So I call it the BA sound. But for somebody, you know, I don't know, it's like inspirational. I tell them they can call it whatever they want to call it. But at the end of the day, I rap for Jesus.
Hmm.
Can I keep it real?
That's how I say. I just tell them I rap for Jesus. You can put your stamp on your label, whatever makes you feel good. You know, because some people don't like the word holy hip hop. Some people don't like the word inspirational. People don't like, you know, gospel. So it's like, whatever you want to call it, I'm talking about Jesus in this music, and I'm trying to change your life.
Yeah, that's what's up. That's good stuff.
That's real good. So what inspired you to even be a rapper, man? Was this something that you grew up like, yo, I just gotta spit? What happened?
Man, nah, it's crazy because I couldn't rap a lick, but I can rap everybody's song on the radio. I can rap everybody's song. I was a Tupac fan, Lost Boys. I knew every song they had.
Yeah.
You know, and it came, we did a, you know, my boy Marcus did a talent show in high school, and we did the Lost Boys, and we came like second place rapping their song. So the next year, they was like, look, y'all got to rap y'all own song. Y'all got to rap y'all own song next year. Y'all can't do other people's stuff. We was like, man, we can't really rap. So my boys in Virginia, it was a group called Wildlife, boy named Greer, my boy named Lil Rap. They actually, like, I was like, look, can y'all help me write a rap? And I remember sitting down in the school on the floor, and my boy helped me write 8 bars.
Yeah.
He told me write 8 bars, and after that we did the talent show. We won, so we thought we was rappers after that. So we was like, "Yo, give us some beats." So you know, after that it just took practice, because I can listen to some old tapes and that. If this is before CDs, I said old tapes that we was whack. We was whack doo doo. I'm like, that's me. I'm like, wow. But, you know, it took time and practice, and God, you know, and God's help to be like, okay, you know, let me elevate you a little bit, because what you sound like now ain't going to do nothing.
That's keeping it real.
Keeping it funky, you know what I'm saying? So with your music, if somebody is like, yo, I'm going to check out Obi-Wan, I'm kind of feeling what he's saying, you know what I'm saying? But if you had... You kind of did allude to this, but what's the main purpose of your music, man? If nobody walks away remembering any of your lyrics, what do you want them to walk away remembering?
Well, I say this because with secular music, you can jam to, you can party to, you can dance to, all that stuff. But after you leave the club, after you turn it off, you left with nothing. You left with just that entertainment or whatever, that feeling. But what happens when you go home to your lights being turned off? What happens when you go home to your some issue, some problem? You gotta turn. You gonna pray. You gonna do something to call on God.
Yeah.
So with my music, I say
I say, after you turn it off, I'm trying to give you something. I'm trying to give you something while you're listening to it. I'm trying to give you something to think about when it goes off. I'm trying to give you something that will change your life, change your heart, change your soul. And that's the word of God. That's the that's a life of Christ. That's salvation. At the end of the day, I'm trying to give you salvation. If you don't know God, but if you do know God, I'm trying to get you to be BA. I'm trying to get you to be born again. Because sometimes you can be saved and not living a born again lifestyle. That you need a little bit of what they call rededication.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm trying to give. At the end of the day, it ain't about music. You know, John 3:3. You know, your man can't see the kingdom of God until he's born again.
That's right.
That's what I'm trying to get people to get. I'm trying to get my point here on the earth to get people born again and saved.
Yeah. So speaking of the BA or born again movement y'all got going on, you want to allude to that a little bit? You want to share just a little bit for all those that ain't from VA? That's like, man, he's really pushing the born again joint kind of hard. What's up, man? Let them know what's good.
Well, you know, when it was funny because when MySpace first came out, we had everybody online. It's like, if you born again, put BA at the end of your name. So everybody had Keisha BA, Tasha BA, Marcus BA, you know, so on and so on. But it's kind of been, Marcus doing his thing in VA right now, and I'm doing my thing in Atlanta right now. So it's like, you know, we're trying to spread it. Like, it's a born again movement. Everybody that's born again is a part of the movement, you know, and it's just spreading the word. You know, it ain't no clique, it ain't no gang, and it's like, if you born again, you are BA, you know?
No, that's what's up. So you banging. If you part of the kingdom, you know what I'm saying? Put
Yada
the BA.
King, BA.
That's right. Put the BA right behind your name. It's Yada That King, BA all day. You know what I'm saying? And if Cass be asking you, yo, what, hey, really, what's that all about? You just tell them, man. Then you got a chance to hit them with, yo, I'm born again. You know what I'm saying? And that's really exactly what's up. Now, hey, so are you married at all, man? You doing this single or what's up?
No, I ain't married yet. You know, God is he's moving in my life, so you know I can't complain at all. I got a special lady, so she's been holding me down, being a blessing in my life.
Yeah. Okay.
So that falls on to where that whole thing falls on to the whole topic of the day, patience.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah. There you go.
Hey, look. This is the first time an artist was like, yo, the topic of the day is patience.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, he was paying attention in the beginning. You know, most of the time the artists be, you know, multitasking and all that. And look, this is what I want to ask you, man. We're going to go to one of your songs that we're going to play on the radio show right now called Knock Down. Now, you was calling out a lot of different rappers, man. You know, it was almost like, you know what I'm saying, I'm going to use this B word, you was beefing with these cats. But then in song, you said, hey, I'm not beefing or nothing like that. So tell the people about this track, Knock Down, and why you trying to knock some of these cats down.
Well, Knock Down is like, you know, if you look at the charts, the Billboard charts, you see a whole bunch of secular artists on the charts. And I'm like at the bottom. I say I'm at the bottom. I'm at the ground. Yeah. And I say, if I'm rapping for God, God can take me up the charts. He can climb me up the charts. So whoever name is on the charts, I'm going to knock them down. It ain't dissing them. It ain't calling them bad. It ain't saying nothing about them. It's just saying, I rap for Jesus, and I can knock them down. I'm in the charts.
So can I get an amen?
Are you talking like, you know what I'm saying, you talking like Mike Tyson knockdown? What kind of knockdown are you talking about?
You know, it ain't Mike Tyson knockdown. You know, I want to make it see all physical and that like that. But it's just a knockdown. If you just picture a name chart, you know, and it's a slide, you slide your name in and slide it out. So let's say I'm at the bottom. And then they slide that name out, put me on top of that. Slide that name out, go up like that. Hit that spot, because God is number one. So somebody in holy hip hop, somebody in gospel rap, whatever you want to call it, can take that number one spot.
That's
homeboy Lecrae been doing his thing.
Shout out to Lecrae, you know what I'm saying? But look, let's do this. We're going to go into this joint, Knock Down by the homie. Who we got?
OB1BA.
That's right, OB1BA. Put the BA after your name if you're born again.
Yeah.
Next time somebody asks you what that's all about, you tell them, man, I'm saved, sanctified, and living this life for Christ, man. So let's get into this joint, Knocked Down by Only One BA. Let's check it out.
Let's go. I'm a knockdown, ludicrous, knockdown, Dre, knockdown,
G.I. and knock down J. I'm climbing the charts, God placing me higher. I rap for Jesus, so you know I'm on fire. I'ma knock down Eminem, knock down Wayne, knock down Plies, I'ma knock down Game. I'm climbing the charts, God placing me higher. I rap for Jesus, so you know I'm on fire. Yeah, I'm climbing the charts, so it really don't matter. This ain't a diss record, you can stop the chit chatter. Cause OB ain't dissing, OB ain't hating, OB ain't listen, and OB ain't waiting. I'll just be debating who to knock down first. It's not about me, I'm repping God on the verse. It's the BA movement, we born again, homes. We coming like the government, invading your homes on your TV, computer, and your radio box. Drop me a cappella, man, I still ain't gonna stop. Repping God on the block, in the church, sort of spot. Jesus walking in the club, man, we moving up the charts. I'm a Christian on a mission, Obi-Wan is taking over. A warrior for God, so I die like a soldier. On a battlefield, reaching souls till I'm gone. It's the number one song, repping God on the throne. I'ma knock down Jeezy and knock down 50. Knock down Buster and knock down Diddy. I'm climbing the charts, God placing me higher. I rap for Jesus, so you know I'm on fire. I'ma knock down Snoop, I'ma knock down Ross. Knock down Nelly, I'ma knock down Nas. I'm climbing the charts, God placing me higher. I rap for Jesus, so you know I'm on fire. I'm a king homeboy, know you see me with a crown. I ain't talking about sex, but you know what's going down. Some say it's Mary J, we can call a young chop. How a Christian rapper take the number one spot. He ain't trying to start a beef, cause he riding to the top. You can rest on your label, cause he's standing on a rock. I ain't talking about Jay, but I'm down with Jehovah. And sleeping on their backs, well it's time to roll over. Holy music take taking over, putting Jesus on the charts. Gotta open up the door, Obi-Wan is just a start. And my name ain't Game, but I got one blood. I ain't talking about a gang, I was saved by the blood. From the Lord on the cross, and they find it bizarre that he's the biggest boss that I've seen thus far. If stunting is a habit, then get like me. Cause I'm down with the unit, but it's G-O-D. I'ma knock down Ludacris, knock down Dre, knock down T.I. and knock down J. I'm climbing the charts, God placing me higher. I rap for Jesus, so you know I'm on fire. I'ma knock down Eminem, knock down Wayne, knock down Plies, I'ma knock down Game. I'm climbing the charts, God placing me higher. I rap for Jesus, so you know I'm on fire. I'ma knock down Jeezy and knock down 50. Knock down Buster and knock down Diddy. I'm climbing the charts, God placing me higher. I rap for Jesus, so you know I'm on fire. I'ma knock down Snoop, I'ma knock down Ross. Knock down Nelly, I'ma knock down Nas. I'm climbing the charts, God placing me higher. I rap for Jesus, so you know I'm on fire.
Your holy music taking over, man. God is coming to the door. It's your boy Obi-Wan BA. The BA movement is coming. Born again believers. Representing. We got King Marcus. Go to in the house. Homegirl Promise representing. Mr. Watkins. Yo, Coco, holla at me, man. I know you hear me.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Can't question the vibe that this man is on. No one they can't rock the rock that I'm standing on.
Yeah.
Keep fighting till the man is gone. Arm with the army, the soldiers don't stand alone. Can't question the vibe that this man is on. No one they can't rock the rock that I'm standing on.
Yeah.
Fighting till the man is gone
home
with an army.
We going to get it in, prone to hidden sins, blown divisions when not known for giving in. We sold but digging in, that's the word on the street. The verge of defeat got me trading my burden for peace. You gotta learn of the cross, then turn on the faucet so water can run. I put that on my daughter and son. Instead of debating the book, put your bait on the hook. Because if you're killing sin, fish we reel them in. Might break but won't fail, grace that won't fail. Lacing it well, cancel your reservation to hell. Love can light up the way and even men are heartless. Cause when the sun sets, it's darkness, mercy, yeah. Making our lives a model for you to follow. Humble become timid, conform to the sun's image. When you are using the name, being bruised was his aim. Long as you drive straight after choosing a lane, homie.
Can't question the vibe that this man is on. No one they can't rock the rock that I'm standing on.
Yeah.
Keep fighting till the man is gone. Home with an army, the soldiers don't stand alone. Can't quench the fire that this man is on. No one they can't rock the rock that I'm standing on.
Yeah.
Keep fighting till the man is going home with an army. Your soldiers don't stand alone.
Hey, yo, I gotta go
following. I write till it's hollow in the pen, praying hope that they swallow what I meant. Not a follower of men who are modeled after sin, playing lotto, chasing after the wind. Big dreams and no discipline, so the state they were in, come right back, get them again like fiends. Addicted to that explicit, not experienced, evicted, just another statistic, yeah, I mean. Gotta pray for them, Lord, give me what to say to them. Let them know you got a better way for them. Oh, that's right, I gotta give them them red letters to offset the power that's supplied by the peer pressure. When me and Mark come around, they call us bloodhounds. Crucify my flesh, I'm covered in blood now. I give them Jesus on the corner where it's foul, with a gun sounds acting like a drum. Blah!
Can't crush the vibe that this is on. No one they can't rock the rock that I'm standing on.
Yeah.
Keep fighting till the man is gone. Home with an army, the soldiers don't stand alone. Can't crush the vibe that this is on. No one they can't rock the rock that I'm standing on.
Yeah.
Keep fighting till the man is gone. Home with an army, the soldiers don't stand alone.
Start with us living peace. If the heart isn't reached, if a part of it isn't reached, we march to a different beat and drum. As a child we come, grace is sweet, so we lay at his feet as we pray for the weak. His life for slaves is the price that was paid, so it isn't hot on the streets when you got a receipt. You can never master pain, just to master the game. We need all that Christ took to live alive by the book.
By the book, by the pages, paragraphs and sentences. Don't get on stage if you don't know what repentance is. It's more than sorry, recognize his authority and change your mind before you jeopardize your maturity. I can tell you lies, but lies weren't afforded me. I'm just required to tell the truth and do it audibly. The spirit is a part of me, part of me. Spirit, part of me rebels, and at times I may fail to walk accordingly. Forgive me.
Can't crush the vibe that this man is on. No one they can't rock the rock that I'm standing on.
Yeah.
Keep fighting till the man is gone. Home with an army, the soldiers don't stand alone. Can't crush the vibe that this man is on. No one they can't rock the rock that I'm standing on.
Yeah.
Keep fighting till the man is gone. Home with an army, the soldiers.
Hey yo. Hey yo, what's up?
Yo, what's up?
What? Christian hip hop has emerged.
Hello.
Define what is hip hop.
Yo.
Real hip hop.
The real hip hop.
Ladies and gentlemen,
get ready.
Has emerged.
What you waiting for? Let's go.
SNSSouth.com,
the online source for holy hip hop.
This is the one.
CD reviews, the latest news, and your very own community profile. Are you SNSSouth.com, where you can shop the hip hop music store with free music downloads? Listen to Christian Hip Hop Radio.
Watch videos on the TV network.
And more. And more. And more. TheSouth.com.
TheSouth.com.
You know who it is?
TheSouth.com. The life in hip hop.
California love.
West Coast weapon.
West Coast fire is now online.
Online. Live online.
A new gospel hip hop site. Repping the West Coast.
The hottest videos 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, you feel me?
Video chat rooms,
online community,
and most of all,
yo,
turn it up.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Log on to westcoastfire.com now.
Streaming online at
westcoastfire.com. The dopest music resource on the West Coast.
Westcoastfire.com.
Yo, I'm back, man. I get to do it again for all those that was watching on the live stream. That was the homie Mark Arthur featuring Eshawn Burgundy and R. Swift. The track was called Salute, and we salute none other than the king. And what we do, we yada that king. And we gonna get it in with the homie Only One BA on today's topic, man. First of all, the word patience came to me. When I hear the word patience, or when you hear the word patience, Obi-Wan, what comes to your mind?
Just what comes to my mind is waiting on God. Like, you know, for real, people get mad at me because I literally wait, and they think I'm taking my time. And I'm like, nah, I'm just waiting on my answer for God, waiting on the next move, waiting on for some instruction, and because I don't want to do it by myself because I know I'm gonna mess it up. So I'd rather be patient and wait on Him and let Him tell me so I can be like, all right, let's do this right here.
Yeah.
Because you know, a lot of times we do it on our own. We be like, man, I'm gonna just go out here and do this. Matter of fact, prime example, I started out doing my CD on my own. And even God gave me the word to use it, but I started promoting it and doing everything on my own a couple years back. And every year I'd be like, all right, I'm putting this CD out. And God's like, no, you ain't. But it's because I was doing it on myself. I was doing it on my own time, but God had his own time at a precise time where he wanted to come out. So he kept having me push it back. And I'm like, okay, God, it's time. You know, people want to hear these songs. People ready. He was like, but I ain't. And it puts you in a back down mode. Like, you right. Because, you know, it's bigger than music. It ain't just about the songs that people get in. It's your movement. And I had to learn that myself, you know.
Yeah. Wow, man. So, no, that we see some people in the live stream talking about some people that had to wait. They had to have patience, you know what I'm saying? There was Joseph, waited plenty of years for his dream to even one stage to come, right? Because it came in different stages.
Jacob,
you know what I'm saying? Abraham, you talk about Moses. You know what I'm saying? Why is patience so important for us as Christians? I think that God wants, I mean, it's even the fruit of the Spirit. Mm-hmm. Why do you think that is, man?
Well, you know, the Bible say that, and people hear it all the time, the whole thing of, how do they say it, he's on time God, or God is on time all the time God is good, God is when you want it, but he's right on time. That's it right there, that's what I was looking for, but that's true, because it's true when it comes to life and reality. You know, we want things now. We want, because we see with our eyes. But God is like, you know, I don't want you to see with your eyes. I want you to see with your face. And it's like, because we want everything now. We want everything to happen now. We want to be rich overnight. We want to have the finest things, the finest stuff. And God is like, look, you know, be faithful with what you got and look for the future of where I can take you, what I can give you, what I can do for you. But and it takes people to learn that, people to experience things, to lose everything, or to be hurt, or to be down, to for them to crawl back to God and He's in that vulnerable spot, to be patient. Mm-hmm.
So let me ask you this, man, and you kind of shared a little bit about one area that you needed help being patient in. What are some areas in your life, you kind of alluded to one of them, right? Mm-hmm. You know, earlier, you know what I'm saying? You know, what are some areas in your life that you're like, man, I just can't wait. But God is like, okay, man, just wait on me to say go.
Man, one thing I know for sure, like, I can't wait for God to take me to the next level where I could do ministry full time. Like, I like my job. My job is cool. God blessed me with it. I've been there for 10 years, but I want to do His work.
Yeah.
He blessed me with the job to be able to finance the work that I do for Him now. But I can't wait for Him to take me to that point where He's like, Obi, you can put in your resignation. We about to go international. We about to be in Japan. We about to be in Greece and all over. You gonna spread this word all over. You gonna take this love to the whole world.
Yeah. That's what's up. That's one. You got another one that you want to share with us, or you just try to, you gonna keep that on the
You funny. I look forward a lot to God blessing me to be married and have kids and have a house and, you know, be a happy family, chill, you know. And, you know, spread that love and have a little Obi Jr. walk around or something.
Yeah. Now, let me say this, though. This dude changed his voice when he started talking like that. He was like, well, we'll talk. So you know, that's something he really passionate about, because, you know, like, you know, I don't know who it was that I was chopping it up with, or I was listening to What in the Ham Sandwich Show, and it was like, man, you know how some preachers, they'll be talking all deep. You know, praise the Lord. But then when they get going, they into it. Now he's all into it. Then he's like, yeah, man, I just He threw his jazz voice on, right, Kina?
Yeah.
So shout out to the homie and everybody else waiting on patience, man. What's some things that you learned in patience, though, that helped you on your journey after, like, after you, you know, kind of seeing the smoke clear? What are some things that patience really helped you learn during the situations that you're going through?
Well, I don't worry about nothing. Like, I don't worry, and people think it, I don't care, but I don't stress about situations, because, like, once I pray about it, like, my faith level is crazy. Like, I'm like, okay, God, you got it. I ain't worried about it. I know you're gonna create something, you're gonna move something, you're gonna make it happen. So I don't, like, and patience gave me that. Like, waiting on God, it makes you build your faith, so you can wait without having a problem. Mm. You know, a lot of people can't wait because they have a problem waiting. Like me, I'm good. I'm like, all right, God, I'm gonna wait on you, and I'm gonna see that sign you're gonna give me, or that vision, or you're gonna talk to me. But it took me going through patience to be able to not worry and not have fear, but have faith.
Wow. No, that's good, man. So you kind of deleted the fear on him. Man, you got any questions regarding patience for the homie, man?
Yeah. Now, in society, you know, we have, you know, that microwave patience.
Uh-huh.
30 seconds?
Yeah.
1 minute?
So if we look at, excuse me, if we look at that type of patient, the microwave patients, and the patients of the Bible, where they had, they said they tarry. What do you feel? Do you think in biblical days, if you was living back then in those biblical days, do you really think you could have that tarrying patience like they did in the Old Testament?
Man, that's a good question. They had some serious faith and patience back then, but they also lived about 900 years. let me live 900 years. But that type of patience and that type of faith is not today. Like I work towards having that type of patience and faith, because it was on a different level. That care and faith, like to be waiting in the, like the somebody in Tarim said, to be waiting in the wilderness for 40 years, you know, so 400 years or whatever.
40 years.
But you know, they waited. You know, even though some of them, you know, didn't believe or wanted to go back to Egypt and all that, they waited, and God, you know, was like, okay, Moses gone, and you gonna be in charge now. But you know, they had no choice but to have that faith,
yeah,
to lead true. The people.
Yeah, so, it only took 11 days.
Yeah, bro. I mean, just think about that, man. God had patience enough to let all the people pass out.
Yeah.
The ones that were not a part of His plan. So we see that we can look at God. God is very patient. The word of God says He's patient enough. He's given us time to get our walks in line with Him. And He hasn't came. That's why he hasn't come back yet. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it's a characteristic of God. And man, me and the homie Kingdom 7 will talk about patience a little bit later.
Yeah.
There's some stuff that I got to share, because like I said earlier, man, God, I was praying this morning and I was like, God, what do you want to tell me today? He was like, patience. And I was like, oh, man, you know what I'm saying? And I'm going to tell you a little bit more of what happened later, man. But you know what we're going to do, man? We're going to get into some more music from Obi-Wan-B-A. Check it out, man. We want to go to your song called Where the Party At. Now, this is a brand new joint. You know what I'm saying? You sent us the exclusive. You know what I'm saying?
Exclusive.
Tell the people what this song is about. Why you call it the Where the Party At? Is this a response to somebody else's party joint? What's up, man?
Nah, it came to me. I felt like I had every track that I had that I needed on the album, except like a party type track. So I called my boy, like, look, I need a party joint. So he gave me the beat, and it just came to me, like, if you imagine all the clubs wherever wherever you live, I'm in Atlanta, y'all in Seattle, so on and so on. If a whole bunch of Christians came on busloads to the club on a club night, like a Friday or Saturday night, and you know, you can't come broke, so you got to have some money to get in, and you got to have some money. So it's like, all right, we getting in, and we like, look, we going to buy the bar. Look, we going to buy the DJ booth, bring our own DJ, bring some juice and water or whatever. We about to take this club over literally, you know. Yeah. Like they say in the church, close the doors of the church because everybody in here is going to get saved today. Yeah. We're going to close the doors to the club because everybody in here, we about to get saved and have a praise party. So let's get it.
Yeah.
So that's how it came. You know, it's like, look, we taking the club over. That's where the party at.
So you on some real takeover.
Oh, yeah.
Right now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Obi, I need to see the video when you do that one, man.
Hey, that's cool. I can't wait.
Nah, that's what's up, man. Go ahead.
It's I got my boys go too. They on the track doing a little background and talking and stuff to introduce the track or whatever. So they've been doing their thing down in Atlanta as well.
All right, man. All right. So look, check it out. What we're gonna do is we're gonna check out this brand new, spanking brand new. This is an exclusive on Yada Da King.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We want y'all to check this out. Let us know what you think on Yada Da King Radio. Let's get it in.
Talking about his gospel. Hey, he talking about playing this in the club, man. Playing this on the radio. Are you serious? Man, I don't know, man. So he's talking about some where the party at. Hey, let's check it out.
We all pull up at the club, we like 100 deep. We all came from different places, so we from the street. We born again and reppin' VA from our head to feet. We got Jesus on our shirt so people think we weak. But we ain't trying to get attention, we just came to party. We gonna do some praise and worship, we ain't getting on it. We bout to take over the club, we bout to get it poppin'. After we show our day a song, and there ain't no stopping. So now we walkin' through the door when people looking now. We only poppin' to the beat, so we just look and smile. Everybody asking questions, what we doing here? Like they got a guilty conscience or a sin affair. We only here to say it's soul, so we get to jumping. We see the devil working strong, so we get to pumping. Like the church, we gon' close the doors to the club. So if you here, then you here, we gon' show you love.
When we in the club, we represent Jesus. When we on the floor, we represent Jesus. Everywhere we go, we represent Jesus. Put your hands up high. We at the bar, we rap for my Jesus. At the music booth, we rap for my Jesus. Everything we do, we rap for my Jesus. Put your hands up high.
Okay, the club's packed and they still playing secular. The Christians in the club, yeah, that's irregular. We bought the booth, tell your DJ he can take a rest. Your favorite DJ's in the house, yeah, we bought the best. Cause he gon' kill it, you gon' feel it, we gon' get it live. You don't need that weed smokers, we gon' get you high. They say that Christian don't dance, well they told a lie. Cause we ain't bumping, we ain't grinding, we just moving by. To the left, to the right, to the front and rear. Ain't no liquor, ain't no sipping, ain't no drinking beer. We bought the bar, if you're thirsty, we got juice and water. The after parties at the church, tell your son and daughter that you got saved in the club and you met the Father. Believe, receive, and confess, you can take it farther. The intercessors in the back, on their knees in prayer. Lift up your hands, praise the Lord, let them know you're here.
When we in the club, we represent Jesus. When we on the floor, we represent Jesus. Everywhere we go, we represent Jesus. Put your hands up high.
Put them up high.
When we at the bar, we rap for my Jesus. At the music booth, we rap for my Jesus. Everything we do, we rap for my Jesus. Put your hands up high.
Put them up high.
We bought the booth, we bought the door, we bought the lounge and bar. We came prepared, don't be scared, you know who we are. We Christian represent the service of the living Christ. For us he died on the cross, man he gave his life. We take the church to the street, we wanna bless your soul. The spirit of hip hop is for the young and old. We ex sinners on a mission, this how we get down. We asking people where the party at in every town. So NBA,
we represent Jesus.
ATL,
we represent Jesus.
In the Bahamas,
we represent Jesus. Put your hands up high.
Put them up high.
In LA,
we rap for my Jesus.
NYC,
we rap for my Jesus.
MIA,
we rap for my Jesus. Put your hands up high.
Put them up high.
When we in the club, we represent Jesus. When we on the floor, we represent Jesus. Everywhere we go, we represent Jesus.
at the bar, we rap for my Jesus. At the music booth, we rap for my Jesus. Everything we do, we rap for my Jesus. Put your hands up high.
Put them up high.
Whoa, 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 where the party at? Whoa, 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 where the party at? Whoa, oh no, where the party at? Whoa, yo, oh, where the party at?
It's your boy D-Mob and you rocking with the hotness on Yadada King Radio. Keep it locked.
Ha! Here we go.
A little run.
Little run.
No sweat.
No sweat.
I can do it.
I can do it.
You can do it.
You can do it.
Hoorah.
Hoorah.
A little run to you.
Tell them bring your guns out. Set my city up in play. And yeah, though I walk through the valley of the death, yeah, my hope still remains. Whether dead or alive, this is the one I. Christ is the king, so raise the torches up high. Tonight we'll fight for our king.
I was tailored to snatch the mic swiftly like Ye did, and lay it down for the king like a slave bed. And they can kill us now, go get the yellow tape. Hey, put me 6 feet in the ground and watch a great escape. I promise ain't a six shooter that can keep me down. My God's so official, that's a technical foul. Was engineered in my mother's womb for God's glory. Plenty faith in the persecution is inventory. I've been spit in the face, still exhibiting grace. Kicked out many a place, just for sharing my faith. My belt tight, shoes laced, plus a breastplate. My war helmet on, now I got my hair straight.
The battle's on, but the war is over when Jesus reigns.
And for his name, I will stand the pressure and take the pain. And if they drop us this promise, we'll take him to the grave. That tonight we may die, but to die is our gain.
Tell them bring your guns out. Set my city up in play. And yeah, though I walk through the valley of the death, yeah, my hope still remains. Whether dead or alive, this is do or die. And Christ is the king. But it won't be us, covered in his blood, spilling out of gas.
But even if it was, let our dust blow in the wind, we win when it's done. He cries for death under wraps with the nuns. So I am taking no prisoners, not a one. No, I'm not the one. I just run solar in the power of the sun. My God's a my monster. Treads on black mambas, defeats and conquer.
Tell them bring your guns out. Set my city up in play. And yeah, though I walk through the valley of the death, yeah, my hope still remains. Whether dead or alive, this is do or die. And Christ is the gain. So raise your torches up high. Tonight we'll fight for our king.
Yeah, ready to die, notorious for our martyrs, man. We die daily and wake up and do it all again. Either we certain or we certainly insane. Bullets riddle in our frame, still we don't deny the name. Cause heaven is my home, homie, I ain't local. I'm so vocal, chords over chords. Say we tied to the Lord like chords, of course. And what a course, if I get to going in, I'm going off like kill me, I'm still going in. And God, by all means possible, give me the faith to live and die for the gospel.
Tell them bring your guns out, set my city up in play. And yeah, though I walk through the valley of the death, yeah, my hope still remains. Whether dead or alive, this is do or die. And Christ is the gain. So raise your torches up high. Tonight we'll fight for our king.
Our king, our king.
Tonight we'll fight for our king.
Our king, our king.
Tonight we'll fight for our king.
Yeah! Right. That's the homie, yeah. Lecrae. Featuring Susie Rock, produced by T-Stone.
T-Stone.
You know what I'm saying? You know how we do it, man. We here back again with the homie OB1BA. Kingdom 7. I know you got some questions for the brother.
Yeah, man. OB, man. collabs, man. Collabs. Other than the people in the A, are there any other people or even artists? It don't have to be rappers or anything. Anybody else that you really, really want to get with, collab with, producers, you know, on the next track? I know you got an album about to drop, you know, real, real soon. But anybody else that inspires you, that you want to be on your album or even their album?
Well, this how I do. Like, most of the time I hear somebody track or hear somebody's voice or they song or something, and I feel it in my spirit. I'm like, look, I want to work with them. Like, y'all had Janelle Coleman on not too long ago.
Yeah.
I know her husband, but I seen him at an event like 2 weeks ago, and she sang her song. I was like, yo, that song is hot. I was like, look, how can I? We need to do a remix. He was like, let's do it. Yeah. So he sent me the track, and we working on it now.
That's good stuff.
So, you know, it's like, I'm open. You know, I'm open. If I'm feeling it and they feeling me, we on the same page, and I'm like, let's get it. All right. Spread this word.
Big up the G Wade.
Yeah. So he said, yeah, he gonna get it in with some females as well, man. Cause cats be like, don't forget the females when you doing collabs.
Yeah.
I got my homegirl Promise. She, as far as rappers, and my homegirl Dice Gamble, they rap. But I got a lot of singers. Like, I got a lot of singing on the album as well. So I incorporate female voices somehow.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't leave him out.
Nah, that's what's up, man.
That's good stuff.
Hey, you got any last words you want to share with the people, man, in Yada Da King Land?
I want to tell them, one, they can find me on the website, obi1ba.com, and Google obi1ba for whatever website you use. I might be up there with Twitter, Facebook, and all that stuff. But other than that, I'm just glad that y'all had me on Yada Da King. Glad that I can bless somebody's life, touch somebody, say they soul, inspire them to be better, inspire them to be VA born again. At the end of the day, that's all I'm here for.
Dope, man. And just in case we didn't get that name of your next album, what is the name of the next album? Is it going to be on iTunes and all that?
Yeah, it's going to be on iTunes. It's going to be on CD Baby, all them websites. But the name of the album is called Real Life, Real Music is My Testimony.
Oh, that's what's up.
Real Life, Real Music. Miss it. Y'all heard it on Yada Da King Radio, man. Obi-Wan, we want to say thanks for coming out, man. God bless you.
Yeah, man.
And, you know what I'm saying, stay cool in the A, you know?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
We'll be looking for you to come to the Seattle area, too.
That's right.
Yeah, hopefully somebody listening or somebody watching or something, they're going to be like, we want Obi to come to Seattle and they'll make it happen.
Nah, that's what's up, man. So God bless you, bro. Have a great night.
Yes, sir. You too.
All right. Man, that was awesome, man. We got it in with the homie. You know
Obi-Wan
what I'm saying?
Obi-Wan BA.
That's right. Only one BA. Put the BA behind your name if you're born again.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Spread the movement. That's what it's all about, man. It's not about just us. Man, and man, he gonna take over the clubs, man.
Yeah.
He gonna take it over, man. And that's really what I think is
sabotage.
It's gonna take some people doing what some people would say is unnatural things to win people to Christ, man.
Yeah, yeah. In these times.
It's gonna take if you waiting for everybody to come to church, mm-hmm. Kingdom 7, is that gonna happen?
No.
Nah.
But you know, in the church, it's funny though, you know, as we talking about the church, a lot of people are not gonna be coming to church, you know, but in this new area of technology, a lot of people are gonna be looking at church right online.
That's right. That's why you need to have a website if you have a church. You need to have an online, you know what I'm saying, podcast.
Mm-hmm.
You need to be up on game. You know what I'm saying? If you're not up on all that, holla at me. You know, I'll come to your church for a fee. And we can make it happen. You know what I'm saying? We get the podcast cracking. You know what I'm saying? Hey, I'm serious. That's one of the businesses that I got. So, you know what I'm saying? Holla at your boy. My whole thing is make sure your church is up to date. That don't mean, you know, water down the spirit or nothing like that. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you just got to be up to date with what the world is doing as far as technology.
Yes.
Now, you still preach the same gospel, but you got to have that technology up.
Yeah. Spread it the way it needs to be spread.
That's right. And if you take care of that, you know what I'm saying, you're going to see people. It's crazy. I'm going to actually share this. Our church has more viewers and more people that download the podcast than people that go to our church. Mm. So that's how important these things are, that you can tap into, you know what I'm saying? And that's why Film Time said we are the church. But I'm just saying, that's, you want, if you want to really promote your church, those are some great ways to do it. Podcast is free. Yeah. People can download it. You might lose some sales on the, you know what I'm saying? You can still sell the CDs at your church and all that. Mm-hmm. But if people want to, you know, just download it on their own, they can do that. You know what I'm saying? And as Film Time in the live stream says, go to the streets and, you know, preach. That's what we got to do. Man, we got this song, man. It's so good to see just people in the body of Christ, mm-hmm, all repping the same way. Repping the King like we rep the King. We might, yeah, do it in different ways, mm-hmm, but it's the same King. And this song right here is by Young Joshua, called The Same Movement. You know what I'm saying? And it got all the new cats on Cross Movement. It got Level 316, the fellas from there. It got K-Drama and Young Josh. You don't want to miss this joint. And if you want to send your music, go ahead and send it to music@yada.king.com, or go to yada.king.com and click on the music submission link. We've been getting a lot of music, but let's check this out on Yada the King
Radio.
That's right.
Philly, Philly, let's get it. Yeah.
Word.
Ain't nothing changed, man.
Yeah.
Word. Yeah. Got a little deal. Same attitude. Still repping for our Lord. Same gratitude. Nothing changed. Still magnify His magnitude. Eating the meat from His word. No rabbit food. Still serving, just a servant in the mouthpiece. Can still catch us with a mic in an outreach. Still thankful by the way God's chosen me. You fly me out and I'll still do a show for free. Some people fronted on me, saw some people come and go. They wanna be superstars, I'm just trying to grow. Ain't here to tickle ears or compromise to please the crowd. On my Stephen, Peter, John, thinking out loud. Bitterness done got the best of them. Critiquing everything we doing, but we still blessing. I'm praying for you, Philly boy, I'm the body first. Content with reaching who I reach, but ain't chilling. See the body work, work. Same mission, same movement, new position, same blueprint. No shows, no deals, we will still serve. Riding with the Lord, dying, live by the word. Same mission, same movement, new position, same blueprint. No shows, no deals, we will still serve.
For humility and biblical community, I want to demonstrate a text. My deal don't mean a hill of beans. Nah. If it shrivels my spirit, man, in any way, cause it's still a fight and a struggle many days. It but is. It's in God I trust, not my finances. Money won't prevent ministry, I'll take my chances. Doing free shows, I gotta watch who I can't win. Cause the heart of many Christian rappers want mansions. A Christian rap deal is surrounded by smoking mirrors. Money doesn't equate to how perceptible you are. Still living in Natty, only been to Philly twice. Rap still comes after my kids and my wife. My first concern is being in God's will. I won't sacrifice my fam for the game. Yeah, I get a job still. If I have to, I'll swallow my pride. Look out for part two, I ain't got nothing to hide.
Same mission, same movement, new position, same blueprint. No shows, no deals, we will still serve. Riding with the Lord, dying, live by the word. Same mission, same movement, new position, same blueprint. No shows, no deals, we will still serve. Riding with the Lord, dying, live by the word.
2007, I was still up on the campus with my book bag and a Bible, trying to balance all of my classes. Got involved with the ministry, started reaching out to the masses, performing at all of the open mics. Stevie G, that was classic. Back then I would never imagine me ever becoming an artist or signing a deal with a record label, but I'm still a servant regardless. To be honest, I can care less if my CD tops the charts. If the image that I'm representing isn't a reflection of what's in my heart.
What's in my heart is a daily devotion, going deeper, focus, quoting. Who much is given, much is required. Luke, I notice, they say I'm crazy. Yeah, Christ is infinite, since we're intimate daily, I'm instrument. Stage is never my significance. Innately, still on that block with four spiritual laws in my pocket. Bringing all the joy, no chocolate, gospel sweet. Prayer closet off my feet, I still in the seat. And I'm in between the movements that touched and agreed.
It's minute. ministry.
Same mission, yeah. Same movement, yeah. New position, yeah. Same blueprint, yeah. No shows, no deals, we will still serve. Riding with the Lord, die and live by the word. Same mission, yeah. Same movement, yeah. New position, yeah. Same blueprint, yeah. No shows, no deals, we will still serve. Riding with the Lord, die and live by the word.
Hey, this is Watchmen, Dying Star Entertainment in the building. Right now you're listening to Yacht of the King Radio, the best for all your Christian hip-hop needs, you heard? Keep it locked.
Here it goes. Super LPs and Mr. Hulk Hogan on them. Papa Doc, Lil Pop, take him to the world.
This is Don Christian.
And this is Frog from Yada Da King Radio. You can catch us Monday through Friday from 6 to 7:30 p.m.
with special guests in the kingdom business.
Playing your favorite artist's music.
With topics addressing the issues of life. That's right. So if you want more info, go to crunkforchristradio.com.
Yada Da King Radio.
Yeah, boy. That's the homie Lil Prophet.
Yeah.
Song is called Proper Duck. Check that joint out, man. Lil Prophet, he gonna be on with us soon, man. And we gonna hop into this topic, man. This topic, patience, as I said, it came to me earlier today, man, while I was praying. God was like, man, I asked him, God, what do you want me to do today? And he was like, patience. Just be patient. You know what I'm saying? And I was like, okay. So my kids are sick today, first of all. Wow. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm like, man, I wake up. The reason why I was up so early is because somebody texts me talking about, Yada Da King app don't work. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, come on, bro. It's 7 in the morning, man. You know what I'm saying? So I was up. Couldn't go back to sleep. And as I was just, you know, just, I was like, man, well, since I'm up, I might as well pray. So I didn't go to sleep. I had about like 5 hours of sleep. So I'm watching the cartoons with the kids, like, oh man, dozing. I'm taking a cat nap like Kingdom, you know what I'm saying? And my daughter's like, wake up, daddy. I'm like, oh, my bad. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, okay, it's time to go take a nap, y'all. You know what I'm saying? We all gonna lay down and get some energy, man. But, you know, since they're sick, every time they sneeze or cough or something, you know, I gotta clean something up, you know, make sure they're cool, you know. And I was like, oh, okay. And I'm cool. Then while I'm trying to take a nap, Cash is blowing my phone up. Like, yo, you know what I'm saying? Bill collectors. I ain't going to answer that right now. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, okay.
Can I keep it
That's
real?
Like, keep it real. You know, I was like, oh, okay, man, dang. Okay, so then I'm home and I'm like, man, I think my kids just lost my power adapter to my laptop. And I'm like, man. All right, man, my house ain't that big, so it got to be in here somewhere. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, man, it's not there. So I leave, and I'm kind of frustrated because I'm like, man, Kingdom 7's coming. He ain't going to have no laptop if I ain't got the power cord. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, ah. So then I go to my parents' house to pick up a laptop. And, you know what I'm saying? I was leaving, and the garage all of a sudden wouldn't shut. Like, I'm like, you gotta be kidding. And I'm talking to myself out loud like this, like, you gotta be kidding me, yo. Come on, man. And I mean, like, I gotta be here for the show to prep, you know what I'm saying? Because it take like 30 minutes to get everything in line for a show. It ain't just like I walk in and, all right, let's get it in. No, so I'm like, man, you know, what's the deal? So that happens. And it take me 15 minutes to fix the garage. One of the little things just got moved, the sensors, so it wasn't shutting. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. Praise God. So after all that, I get back in the car and God's like, man, didn't I tell you to be patient today, man? And I was like, oh, he did. And I was like, dang, I just failed my patience test, man. But I really think that it's important that we be patient. And sometimes we won't understand why, you know, with the world we live in, as we said, they're not a patient world. If you got a bill that you owe money on, they ain't trying to hear, I'll get it to you in 2 months. Just be patient.
Yeah.
No, they're going to be like, you will not be our patient any longer. You know what I'm saying? We're going to shut you off. Right. You know what I'm saying? But just knowing that God has more for us if we be patient, and learning patience will really keep us and train us in the things that God has for us. Kingdom 7, you got anything you want to share about that, man?
Yeah, the patience, man. Even I've been having a little spill with the patient thing.
Yeah.
You know, just by being in transition, because I hate moving for some reason. You know, even though I know, you know, God is taking you to new levels and new things, you know, He always doing something new, but sometimes you get caught up in that old feel, like, okay, yeah, I'm good. You get over content.
Yeah.
And then when it's time to do new things, like, man, I got to do this. I got to do this. I turn around. I got to do this. And, you know, even to my wife, she was like, look, just be patient. You know, stop grumbling and be patient. And we just going to get it done. It's going to be good. So, you know, we all, I failed my test all week, I guess.
Yeah.
So, but being talking about patience, man, you know, how it's demonstrating. When I think of patience, I think of endurance.
Mm.
You know, because we had to have endurance, you know, to the end. And being patient, it does not develop overnight.
Yeah.
Some people's patient level is more than others, but it comes a time in everybody's life that their patience is get real thin. And we just have to be able to know, you know, what God is really trying to do for us, being trying to be patient. Because only God knows what's coming down the road. And so since He knows, even though we may think we're ready for whatever's coming down the road, He knows we ain't ready. You know, and sometimes He put us in these situations and trials and tribulations, or let these trials and tribulations come into our life to build us up with patience, or even build our character up, or our spirit, the fruits of the spirit up in us. So when we get to that next level that we need to be operating on, we'll be able to handle it a little bit better. You know, we might think we can handle it. For instance, like, say if we're musicians and we getting this album out, and we get the album out and say, okay, yeah, we're going to make this multi-platinum album, we want to do this, we want to do that, and then, you know, you sit back and God already know, if I give you that all right now,
yeah,
you might not even be a Christian anymore, you might just go over to the world.
Wow.
And so,
can I keep it real?
So he keeps us at a level, you know, that he know that we can operate on, that we won't, you know, drown. So he keeps us there and say, okay, I'm going to build your character. I'm going to build you up so you won't let that pride get in you, or let other things get in you that'll turn you away from me, because I don't want that.
No, that's what's up, man. So we got to make sure that we're staying patient, man. And hey, we had to go through some experiences today to show the importance of patience. Kingdom was like, man, what you going to talk about? When he texted me at like 3, I had no idea.
Yeah.
And then God revealed it to me. I was like, man, let's get on this patience, man. But yo, for all those that have been waiting, we about to get out of here, man. It's your boy Don Christian.
And your soul-saving DJ Kingdom 7.
And we out of here. We out of that king. Like,
I always gotta keep my praise unique. Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da
king.
Shabakta
king.
I yada da
king.
I yada da
king.
There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da
king.
Shabakta.